Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Every night I hope and pray
a dream lover will come my way. Girl, it's the late, great Bobby Darin. Welcome back to the show, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm not late, still working on great. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Beverly Flexington is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, couldn't do without her, author of several books on how to be more successful. I encourage you to find her wherever books are sold, especially you can go to Amazon and find her. Is it thecollaborative.com? Beverly, did I say that right?
It's the-collaborative.com.
The hyphen. I forget the hyphen. The-collaborative.com. What will they find when they get there?
Well, hopefully a very impressive website, Jim, but there a lot about the different things that we do and how we do it. We don't really sell any products, whatnot. I think you can link to the books from there, but it's mostly just information about the kinds of problems that we solve.
Right, including helping people get wrap up the year successfully and start off the new one. And, you know, what if we, and that's what Beverly's helping us with, folks. Bev, what if we thought of our, we said, okay, the calendar year is the one most people work off of for performance. We know the IRS works off of the calendar year. But what if from an execution standpoint, we worked off of a November 1st date, October 31st, November 1st. So we have to start out this year. We're going to start working the 15th of December. Next year, we're going to move back to the December 1st. Then we're going to move to November 15th. And my point is you gradually move it back to the point where eventually by November 1st, you got your year made. And you're already working on next year in the last 2 months. What do you think about that?
I really like that. And you know what I like especially about it, Jim, is the mindset.
Yes,
because I think, unfortunately, it's a mad dash, right, at the end of the year, along with everything else. And you and I have talked about, you know, you can find yourself almost feeling like a bit you're in an adversarial role with your customers,
right,
because you're trying to get them closed and get them in the door.
And you might even be tempted to give them advice that wouldn't be perfect because you need the sale. Every salesperson has made that decision before.
And think about, too, our customers are under pressure, too. You know, I found working with different firms, because we have a lot of small business folks we work with, too, and, you know, they're also scrambling, and yet they need something. So you get into this situation where you're the one putting pressure, and it's been really nice to get to the point where we tell them, look, you don't have to make this decision with us in December. Finish out your year, and let's talk about it in January. But if you don't operate with the mindset that you're talking about, you can't do that because you have the pressure on to meet your own numbers.
Well, and if you move this, if you get this mindset countered like we're talking about, folks, and by this time now, November, December is basically just filling the orders, delivering on what you've already sold, and it's the most... The greatest feeling I've ever had is to be able to walk into a customer's office sometime in the fourth quarter of the year and not care whether they actually bought anything from me today. And I could really say to them, what can I do? How can I help you finish your year strong? What can I do?
It's so true. In fact, we've had a couple of situations this year. And I will say, Jim, it takes a while. I mean, we've only been able to do what you're talking about for maybe the last 3 years.
I agree.
I always operated with the fire drill mentality.
It's a long-term thing. It's a freight train that doesn't turn around quickly, isn't it?
Well, but, you know, then you also personally end up, I mean, I've missed a lot of nice Christmases because I've been so exhausted, you know, so sick or, like, coming down with the flu. You drive yourself into the ground doing it that way. And then you got to get up January 2nd, bright-eyed, and be ready to start the new year. It's a tough cycle for the small business owner.
Yeah. Do you recommend budgeting kind of this way too. In other words, instead of having 12 budgets, have 10 budgets or 11 budgets, and you take the whole year and divide it by 10 or 11. Do you recommend that?
I want everything that might come in December to effectively be gravy, where we have met our goal. And we do, and my team, you know, first chafed at it because it does put more pressure earlier in the year. But this is where, I mean, we don't slow down on summer. We don't, you know, we look at the rest of the year as the time that we're really trying to build that pipeline, close that business. And I've had some clients here in December, they want to get something out of their budget. So they're forcing us, you know, to invoice or to start on a project that I find, and I'm pushing back. I'm saying, okay, I'm glad we want to work with us, but I'd really rather, you know, we don't want to pack ourselves so tight in December that we can't have any downtime at all to think about next year. And that's the other piece, Jim, too, right, is carving. We all have to carve out. It is so hard, but we have to carve out some sort of time to think about this stuff and plan for it. It's not just going to happen.
And let me tell you a quote that you can write down and put on your mirror to think about. This, all the things that Beverly's helping us with today, is going to allow you to one day say to a customer, "Sir, ma'am, please don't pay me for that this year. Please don't give me that money this year, because you got a major tax problem, and you're saying, I know you want it, but please don't give me the money now." That's a high-class problem, isn't it, Bev?
It's a nice problem, Jim.
The-collaborative.com. Hey, Beverly, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Absolutely, Jim. Happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Love having you on the show. Beverly Flexington, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Simply the best.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.